Yeah, the Gemara says that you should give kavod to older people, 100%. But it doesn't say that the older people should demand kavod in whether they get the second hakavah or the fifth hakavah. Again, it's a feeling thing. If it bothers people, it bothers people. You can't stop it from bothering them. Doesn't bother Mr. Goldstein. I think you're beyond that, bro. They're giving out $25,000. I can understand that. It's a lack of cover not to give it to me. But I don't understand the hakafah, that's all. You know, again. Like this.
Notice it gives me a chance. Now when you're asking for money, I'll have to give you
a year. If I laid, somebody put graffiti on his door when his apartment. He had just come back from America, and somebody smeared his whole apartment with graffiti. So he saw, didn't say anything. And then somebody, one of his people, went and washed it off. He was very upset. He said, the Rabbi Shlomo was giving me bezeinus because of all the covet I got in America. So he gave me bezeinus to show me, you think you're so great, you're not so great. Now why'd you have to wash it off? That's again, it's a round leap. There's a reason he was able to do that. Okay, let us move on. We are on Chavzai and Amid Aleph, and we just did Rabbi's chat. Rabbi said that in order for us to worry not to give the Shliach the get back, right, he claims he's a Shliach from Reuven or Yosef ben Shimon to Rachel bat Laban, and it's only two things create a problem. There has to be an other Yosef ben Shimon in this city, plus there has to be caravans, a busy area where caravans pass by. And the Gemara proved that that was Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi himself did not speak that out. The Gemara proved it. We move on. We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Reb Zeira. Now, Reb Zeira did not ask the same contradiction that Rabbi did. He asked a similar contradiction, but I meant not the same. He used not our Mishnah, but rather asked a contradiction in prices. Same point, and the Gemara is going to want to know why Rabba asked him the Mishnah and Reb Zeira asked him two prices. Like, isn't there a Mishnah? Why couldn't Reb Zeira have asked the same question Rabba asked? It is the same question. But instead of asking a contradiction between our Mishnah that says you don't give it back, if it's not la'alter, and the b'risa that said that if he says tzru nisnim, right, we're medayik, that if we don't give it back, because maybe he never gave it, but if he said give it, we give it. Reb Zeira asked a different contradiction.
He even asked the question.
Right? Sorry, I shouldn't say that. He asked a question, I'm sorry, that's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Rabbi asked from Mishnah to Mishnah. Reb Zeira asked from Mishnah to b'risa. And the question is, Gemara's going to want to know, why couldn't he ask that same contradiction from Mishnah to Mishnah?
Do we ask the contradiction yet?
Rabbi answered the contradiction, that the only time that our Mishnah says not to give it back is if it's Hukzuku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon and Sheyar's Mitzuyas. That was the answer to the contradiction. We're a middle. He asked, Rami Masnitz and Abraisa Mishani. Tanan, our Mishnah says, I may be getting. Our Mishnah says, after the altar, whatever the altar is, which we didn't get to yesterday, I don't know if we'll get to it today, is puzzle. After, you can't give it back. Or a minute. Now, instead of asking the Mishnah about Matziah, which Rabbi asked, now, even though in our Gemara it doesn't say that Rabbi is the one that asked the contradiction, it says Rabbi gave the answer, but the Gemara later will say Rabbi asked the contradiction. Or a minute. Matziah get Isha Bashuk. Somebody finds a get of a woman in the marketplace. The husband says, yes, I wrote it. Give it to her. We give it to her. The husband says, no. Right? Don't give it to the husband because maybe he gave it to her already. Don't give it to the woman. And because we have no right that he gave it. So the question is, hab is man. So that's how he asked the contradiction. The same contradiction, except Rabbi had asked it from Mishnah to Mishnah, and Reb Zeira is asking from our Mishnah to a Braisa. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, think of the Maida Shaimer Litnala. Loy Lazeb, Loy Lazeb. The Baal Lo Yachzer, You don't give it back to the husband. And when he gets to get back, what's the problem giving it back to the husband? The husband will come up with the following conniving plan. And that is, he'll say he never gave it to the woman. If we give it back to him, right, what can she lose? We're not giving it to her anyway. So what is the difference? You give it back to him, or you throw it in the garbage can?
She can't get married anyway.
She can't get married anyway. So Rashi says the following is the difference. What happens is, he's going to take the get back. And then, she's going to come and claim she was divorced. And she'll bring Eda Masira that she was divorced. That's good enough. She has Eda that they saw him give her the get. She doesn't need the paper if she has Eda Masira. She'll say, pay me the ksuba. He'll take out the get, and he'll say, I paid you the ksuba, and you gave me the get back as a receipt. Why do I have your get? Because I paid you the ksuba. So the husband wants to get that in case she pulls Eda Masira to prove that she's divorced, he'll have the get in his hand to prove that he paid the tzibba. Nice guy, correct. And they will testify Shagirsha that he divorced her. And when she asks her tzibba, Yoyimim Praticha. Because he took out the get in Bezen. Now he took out the get in Bezen. Meaning he's claiming she didn't have the ksuba. She pulled out the get. She got paid because she had the get. So I took the get back. But not only is I get, because she only talks to
Vatikva. Is that what happened to pay?
That's a Gemara we had in Ksubas that says in a place where they don't write Ksubas. In a place where they write ksuba, we say, prove your ksuba. But what happens in cities that they didn't put ksuba on paper? So the way she collected was either she brought Adam that her husband died, and she collected from the estate, or she brought the get to prove that he divorced her. Ksuba, again. In today, we write ksuba. If she wants to collect the ksuba, she has to produce the ksuba. If not, we say, maybe he paid it to. But in this place,
he paid the ksuba. What do you do? Then today, he paid the ksuba, and as that comes, she can't claim again that she.
We give the husband the ksuba. Yeah. Today we rarely collect the ksuba. That's besides the issue, because there's child support and alimony. So, in those cases, he's paying her. So, we say that's instead of the ksuba. It's all done in agreement in Bezen. However, when there's no child support and there's no alimony, he pays the ksuba. I was once involved in a case, there was no child support, there was no alimony, there was no children. And they made a pshara because the ksuba was expensive. They made a pshara. She was masking to accept, I think it was $12,000 or whatever it was. What?
Could people mute themselves, please?
Whatever it is, it's about $40,000. Around $30,000. Depends on the price of silver. It has to do with the price of silver. I think it was around $30,000. They made it shorter for about half, but that's not the point. The point is, she gives him back the ksuba, so she shouldn't be able to collect again. But in a city where they don't write ksubas, so there's a machloikas. One money ever says you write a receipt, but then the husband has to hold on to the receipt. The other money ever says give back the get, that way she can't collect it anymore, because we'll say, where's your get? So he wants the get back, that will prevent her from collecting the ksuba. So we can't give it to him, and we can't give it to her, because we don't want her to get married, unless she has proof she was divorced. Now, it ends up the maskana, the Gemara in Ksubas, is that this wouldn't be an issue. again, I'm just speaking out the Gemara Ksuba says, because at the end of the day, what we do is we cut the get. We let her keep the get, but she can't collect the Ksuba again because we do things to the get to make sure that she can't, that it was used up already, so to speak. There's a way Bezen cuts again. Today they cut all the gittin. That's what they do. They take a razor and they cut it in certain places so the get should never be able to be reused. We don't want anybody else that's called Yosef ben Shimon to divorce his wife. So we do it that way. Weiter. So the question now is, Rabbi Zeir asked the same contradiction Rabbi did. And he answered, Umashani. Now, he didn't say, he said, it depends if there's caravans or there's no caravans. Now, did he argue on Rabba? Is he saying you only need one of the two things? Or is he agreeing to Rabba? So, some said Reb Zeira meant along with Hukzuku, like Rabba. So we don't know. There's two ways to understand Reb Zeira. We have two Messiris. Remember, Rav Ashi and Ravina are writing the Gemara, and they've handed down what these people said. They knew what Rabba said. They have Reb Zeira, and they have two versions of what Reb Zeira meant. So they brought both versions. They say some say Reb Zeira agreed to Rabba. And some say Reb Zeira said, no, I don't care if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the city. Shayaris makes the difference. It's a Shaila. Dr. Rashi, Iker the Amri Had the Shani, Reb Zeira, B'makom Shayaris Metzuyas Pasu, V'hutu Hukzuku. Only if there was two Yosef ben Shimons, there'd be an entirety, Karabba. So we don't know. So we have Rabba, we have Reb Zeira, we don't know if it's a second Teretz, or it's the same Teretz. We don't know. One version one way, one version the other way. Now, it's not the Ravina Rav Ashi say they don't know. They have two versions. Meaning, you ask me a shayla, I say, I don't know. There's another way I can say, it's a machloikas. It's a machloikas what Rav Zeira meant. Some said over Rav Zeira one way, and some said over Rav Zeira another way. So when Ravina Rav Ashi put it to writing, they quoted both opinions in Rav Zeira.
So, how about that by itself?
That's the Shaila. Reb Zeira said Shayaris Metzuyas. That was his answer.
No, I'm
talking about the Pashtus, there's no clarity in this for me. But Pashtus, if you hold that he holds one is enough, either one should be enough. But I can't prove that to you. I can't prove that. I'll let you decide what you want to say.
No,
I heard you. I heard you, Shaila.
Which one of the two is more
mistaken? Again. I understood your question the first time. Here we're going to go. And you're going to repeat this six times. I told you. I hear you, Shaila.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
The caravan thing doesn't even know if we have even with the same name.
Again. So again, if you want to say that, you can say that. I don't know. Somebody might come along and say it's far the opposite way. All I'm saying is, he said it one way. If you ask me what I personally feel, I hold either one of the two. Can I prove it to you? No. You say it's an automatic. I happen to agree with you that it can be either one of the two. I can't prove it. I mean, somebody might come along, he just came along, he might argue with you. Happens once in a while, dear. Here is the test.
By 9 a.m. The question is that clock point time? Is that clock correct? What does it say on that clock time?
6:14.
Oh, shit. We made it.
Okay. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Dr. Gemara Bishleim and the Rabbi. Rabba, who asked the contradiction, and again, I pointed out in the Amud Aleph that it never says Rabba asked the contradiction, but the Gemara here is telling you that it was Rabba that asked the contradiction. Rabba decided to ask Mishnah or Mishnah. That's a stronger question. Mishnahs are more acceptable than Brises. So if you can ask a contradiction in Mishnahs is much stronger. El Rab Zera, my time beloved Karabba, why is he asking from a Brisa when he can ask from a Mishnah? Amalach, Miktani Amitnu Naisim, Lafilulus Mamaruba, Dimon Amitnu Naisim, Kedakaiman on the altar. If you look at that Mishnah that Rabbi asked from, it said, if you find something in the street, don't give it back, because maybe the guy never gave it. We inferred that if he says give it, give it. Who says that means for even a long time? Maybe it means just the altar. The Mishnah never speaks out, Ha'amra tnu naisim, afilu lizman meruba. We inferred, Amr tnu naisim, maybe it's only the altar, there won't be a contradiction. Therefore he asked in the Brisa, where the Brisa said clearly, Bisman shabal ma'idu yakzul le'isha, period. Which is unlimited. See, in an inference, you can say maybe only under certain circumstances. In a statement, it would have said, because Rabbi felt that it was a good enough inference, because the inference is also pretty clear. So Rabbi felt comfortable asking the contradiction in the Mishnah. Rabbi Zera felt more comfortable asking the contradiction this way. Rashi, Masnitzin, Mishnah with the Rabbi, the Shani Lo, Shnuyi Didei, Atarti Masnitzin, was a two contradictions in two Mishnahs. Chodet the Gittin, Chodet Bab Matiah. Masnitzin, Alimulei, the Akshuye, the Kasam Kedaitach, the Inu Raminu Adadi. They're the ones that ask the contradiction. Masnitzin, Iker, Mibraisa, Masnitzin is more Iker. Elo Rab Zera, the Rami Masnitzin, Abraisa, my time with Lo, Shnuyi Didei, Atarti Masnitzin, Karabba. Why didn't he say his answer on the Mishnahs? Amalach Rab Zera, Masnitzin, Lekashin Adadi. Because the Mishnahs wouldn't bother me. Because Mik Tzani, Bababa, Betzi, Hamar Tzun Reisnim. Did it say, Hamar Tzun Reisnim, Afil Lizman Meruba? Dilma Mamar Tzun Reisnim, Alayin Lekhid Kaimala. Meaning, only the altar. Vada Al Karkin Hamar Tzun Reisnim, Daikimina. The inference is a true inference. It said if he does, don't give it, because he might not have given it yet. So the inference is, if he says give it, we give it. With the Talu Taimah Benim Mechaleim. Because the Mishnah said, to afraid he changed his mind, not to give it. El Zman Meruba Mehechidaikas. How do you know the Mishnah means even if it's a long time? Dilma Lailam Kedekai Melam Bechsheri De Gittin, like we learn in this Mishnah and Gittin, what's allowed to kasher? Abu Brisa Vade Kasha. But the Brisa is clearer. Why? So Trashi, the Tani Yagzil Isha. Ve'ila Alter, Vabal Maida, Pshitilamai Nechishla. Why would the Brisa tell me give it back if it happened for Alter? Unless the Brisa is trying to tell me that it's a longer time, it's an unnecessary Brisa. The Mishnah didn't say that case. It was an inference. The Mishnah was telling me a different Chiddush. Don't give it back unless he says give it back. We infer if he says give it back, give it back. So Rashi is explaining. The Mishnah didn't speak out to nice them. It's an inference. In an inference, there doesn't have to be a chiddush. Whereas the Brisa said a halacha. If it's not lizman meruba, there's no chiddush. Therefore, it must mean lizman meruba. Therefore, Reb Zera had a better kasha. Now we move on to a different teretz. Now the machlokes rishayim. If Reb Yirmiyah argues on the first two mandi amrim, or is he just saying a different case? I'll go with the Rishayim that say, not that I decide who's right, but it's easier to learn. The Rabbi Yirmiyah agrees to Rabbi Zera and to Rabba. He's saying there's another case that we have to worry about, that it's not this guy's, that, I'm sorry, even when it's Chuzuku, and even if it's a Yaris Mitzuyas, there are cases that you would give it back anyway. That's what he's saying. He's adding, he agrees to Rabba, that the only time we worry about it's a different get, if it's Chuzuku, Shnei Yaisim, and Shimon, and Shayaris. But he's saying, I can give you a case that even though it's Chuzuku, and even though it's Shayaris, you still give it back. That's how some Rishayim learn. What? He's adding. They wouldn't argue. They set down the rules. Both the Gush, Neyaisim, and Shimon, and Shayaris, you got a problem. He's saying, I can come up with a case that you wouldn't. That's how some Rishayim learn. Other Rishayim learn, I'm going to speak it out, but I'm not going to learn this way. There would be me hold, even Loyok Zagu, and even no Shayaris, you don't give it back. Only if it meets his qualification. So that's that means you're learning Rabbi Yirmiyahu is very machmer. He wouldn't give it back, even Loyok Zagu, even no Shayaris, again it's lost. Not the altar, you never give it back. I had a mission about Matia was Mashmi, you give it back. Only in one certain case. The other way of learning is, he agrees with Reb Zerab and Reb Zera that you only worry about it if it's Hukzuku Shayaris. But he says, even then, I have a case that you would give it back. Reb Yirmiyahu Amar Kadikamri, I ate him, Ma'olam Lechasamnu, Ela Get Echad Sheyaisim Ben Shimon. They say, listen, we only signed on one get of Yaisim and Shimon. We never signed on a second get. So therefore, what are we worried about? The Edom are saying, these are their names. They're saying we never signed on another get.
What's the other one? Let's try to, who's the other one? What's this couple?
What?
They only signed on one. Hey,
no,
which one?
They say, this guy. We signed on his get. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara, Ma'ad Tei Melech, Hashem Yisrael Mishma Kishma, the Edom Ke Edom. Maybe there are two other Edom with the same names, and therefore, even though they say they only signed on one, you only signed on one, but other Edom. Now the Rishonim speak out that they didn't look at the signatures. Because if they recognize their signatures, there's no Havamina that other Edom, same names, have the same signatures. No. They didn't look at the signatures. Somebody stopped them and said, they found the get for Yosef and Shimon. They'll divorce Rachel Bas Laban. It has your names on it. Did you ever sign another get? No, we didn't. But they're not coming to recognize the signatures. They're shopping for Pesach. They have no time to go to Bezin to recognize signatures. So, the fact that they say, we never signed, is good enough. Now, if they recognize the signatures, they'll have a meaning in the world that there's the same name of the husband, same name of the lady, the same name of the Edom, the exact same signatures. That's right.
Same city.
Same city. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, the Birmi Amaloy Masnis and Kasha, the Loybus Rice and Kasha. Cholani, the meaning Yangsu was Mamaruba, Gandakamri Adam Achasumin Boy, Ma'ilam or Chasamno get Echot Shem Zeh, the Oysu Chasamno Lizze Hatayvai, and he's the guy we wrote it for.
What's the case, even if those two?
So it depends.
What's the extra case, even if you have those two?
Even if you have Hoksu Yasim and Shem and Tushi Yasim and Shem. And even if you have Shayaris, but if the Edom said they only signed on one get, we don't have to worry about that. Maybe there's two other Edom the same names.
If you don't have Shayaris, you don't have those, you give it back.
Forget. So, Machloikis, we what Rabbi Yirmiyahu means. I learned, you have to pick one side to teach, so I taught one. The other Rishayim learned Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds, even Loi Hukzuku, and even Loi Shayaris, we never give it back unless the Edom say they never signed on another get. That's a very big chumrah. That means Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying, we always worry about a second name. Whether it's Hukzuku, Loi Hukzuku, Shayaris, not Shayaris. We're learning that he agrees. So I think it's Machlokes Rashi and Ritva. I think, if I remember correctly. Right? We're learning that he agrees to the Teretz. You need Hukzuku, you need Shay Yosef. But even with that, if they said it didn't sign another get, we'll give it back. Rabachi Amar, another Teretz. Going to come our neck of Yesh by Betzad Ois Plainness. The Havale Sima Mubik. The reason we give it back is because that get was identified. There can be two Yaisim and Shemin. There can be Shayaris. But the person said, it's my get. They say, maybe it's not. He says, next to the Vav in Muteres, there is a pinhole. I mean, it's his get. How would he know? This is a simon muvik. Back in Yevamos, we talked about whether you need simon muvik or is any simon nemon. There were three levels of simonim. Simonim that means little, simonim that it means somewhat, and simonim muvakim. There's a machloikis whether simonim derisa or not. We give back an aveda by a simon. It doesn't have to be the greatest simon. It can't be something that's common, but it can be. It has to be something that identifies, but it doesn't have to be the greatest. If you learn simonim derisa, we would be able to identify a get different ways. You wouldn't need a simon muvik. Rav Ashi is trying to avoid that issue. He said the guy said a simon muvik, and a simon muvik definitely works biblically.
Works what? Well, you don't know if he gave it.
No. He said he gave it. The question is it somebody else's get? Or forget it. He didn't give it. He lost it. And now he found it. And he says, this is my get. I want to give it to my wife. And it's Hulzuk Shneyaisib and Shimon and Ishayaris. Can't give it back to him. We don't know if it's his get. That's the case in this Mishnah. The Shliach lost the get. We found it. Not La'alter. We don't give it back to him. Because it might not be his get. So Rabbi explains, it's only if it's Hupsuku and Shayaris Mitzuyas. So Kavashi, if he can identify the get with a simon muvik, we would give it back. Even if it's Shayaris, and even if it's Hoxer.
No, no fear that he already gave it, and then the simon muvik is there.
Again, the Shliach lost the get on the way. That's the case of our Mishnah. No. There's a machloikus in Bat Metzia and Yevamos and now in Gittin, whether regular simonim by we learn out that simonim work by Metzia. That if you can identify a Metzia, you get it back. Is that a biblical law or a rabbinic law? That's a machloikus. By money, it doesn't bother us. Because even if it's not biblical, the rabbis have a right to make a rabbinic way of identification and take the Metziah back. Because they have the power of Hefker, Beth, and Hefker. When we come about being matrinacious ish, using this as an aget, can't rely on rabbinic. It has to be biblical. So, there's levels of simonim. The regular simon is a machloikis, whether it's biblical or rabbinic.
Regular simon being.
Meaning,
we come up with the,
what?
What's the regular simon?
Not muvik, not clear.
So the name on there is not muvik because it's another one.
That would not be a simon either. That would be nothing. That's exactly what we worried about, the two yards of a shimon. Again, we went through this yesterday and I said, I don't know, except to say that he's not around. That's what I said yesterday. I didn't have a better answer.
Maybe he painted
already. I have no idea what you're talking about. Can I just finish my middle talking question? I don't know. Give you offhand, I can't think of a regular simon. But a simon muvik is definitely biblical. So Rav Ashi wants to avoid the issue, whether simonim are biblical or not. So he picks a simon that's for sure biblical. That's all. Yes.
So we're going to get back to him, right?
We're giving it back to him with a simon muvik, correct?
And he can stay with it, so it tell you.
Again, we're mixing up two cases. The case of a Mishnah is the Shliach is taking a get, and the Shliach lost it.
Does it say
refers to
Shliach?
Rashi, Hamevi get, Ba'avan Hemenu. Dr. Ash, well, he doesn't say it there, he says it in the Gemara. Matzah la'alter kasher. It means he never gave it yet. This is talking about the guy who's bringing a get. Usually it's a shliach.
No,
the boy's a shliach. So, Dr. Rashi. No, I'm going to read you a Rashi that says it.
Oh, good.
Dr. Rashi.
What's Rashi?
Kagan Kamar. Hi. Chavzayin Amid Beis. On the Gemara that we just learned. Rashi Amagan the Kamar. Nekim Yeshboi Betzad Ois Poinis. The Havilei Sima Muvik. The Trashi got the Gemara. Hi, Shliach. So Avdai, neck of Yesh Batar, I explain
it. Right now we're doing. I thought
we said that the whole time that was going on the Shliach. Now we're the Rashi. Now, and before. Okay, I'm sorry that I knew a Rashi of Zayin and therefore taught the Mishnah knowing that Rashi. I'm sorry. Yeah, what do you think Rashi got it from? The Rashi of Zayin and Beis. You know, you're not. It is a heter to know a Gemara ahead and therefore translate the Mishnah that way. But having said that, the Achrayim ask, why did Rashi have to say it's a shliach? Why couldn't it be the husband himself? Rashi says it's a shliach. Therefore, when I taught yesterday, since I already knew this Rashi, yes. So I said it was a shliach. But they ask on Rashi, why did Rashi have to say it's a shliach? It could have been the husband. So whatever they, I don't even know what they answered. That's not the point. The point is, Rashi says it's a shliach. So you're right. I cheated, and when I translated the Mishnah, I knew this Rashi. Me and Archgrove both cheated. So usually that maybe means a shliach, but it doesn't have to be. It could be the husband. That's what's bothering the
Achrayim. Well, I'm saying if it's a shliach, but if you give it back to the husband, could he say, I paid her the soup already?
Yes. But that's not the point. The shliach wants to get back so he can give it to the lady. He wants to carry out his agency. He was appointed. You're asking a different case. The case is the shliach lost the get. He comes and says, this is the get. I want to give it to her.
You give it back. You don't give it back to the ball. You give it back to the shliach.
Makes no difference. They want to give it to her.
Yes, it would.
They want to divorce her now.
You think it's back to us, though, point of interest? No, before, I don't know where you were here.
I heard. He talks about, like he always say, I paid her.
That's only when he says, I never gave it. I mean, I never gave it. And I don't want to give it. That's the case over there. The case over there is he's saying, don't give it to her. I don't want to divorce her. I never gave it. Here he's saying, true. Again, we don't know if he gave it or not. That's a case, you know, we're mixing apples and oranges, you know, I hate to do this. Again, there was a case of matzah get b'shuk. Somebody's walking, finds a get, the husband says, I never gave it, the woman said, he gave it to me. So we can't give it back to the husband, because maybe he did give it and he's using it as a ploy. Here we're talking about, the guy says, I lost the get, I need it, I want to give it to her. She's not claiming she ever got it. Now, the question is, how do we know it's not anybody else's get? Correct. Yeah, it could be. Again, it could be a shliach, it could be the husband.
So going back to the Matiyah, that case, we're talking about where there's no simul book, there's no... Well, if there had been...
No, I don't know. The case that our Mishnah is talking about, that there's no Sima Muvik. That's why we only give it back to the altar and not Lachas Man. Correct. And that's the case above Matiyah.
What's the thing with Lachas Man as far as
people? We'll see that later.
We haven't covered that.
We haven't covered that.
If there was a Sima Muvik, we give it back to
yes. Because we're not afraid it's anybody else's get. Zakti Gemara.
He has to identify the hole exactly where it is. If he just says there's a hole in the get, but he doesn't say exactly where it is, that's not good enough to give back a get. Why? Because Ravashi is not sure. If Simonim is a deraisa, saying there's a hole in the get is enough of identification. If Simonim is a drabonon, then a hole in the get is not enough of identification for biblical things. So you need a simon muvik. Simon muvik needs more than just a hole in the get. Now, a hole in the get is a simon. Not every get has holes in them. But it's not as clear. Doesn't rise to the level of simon muvik.
Because you can find a piece of paper,
but
the parchment, whatever it is, that has a hole in
it. Correct. But it's a simon. You can't say it's not a simon. Most gittin probably don't have holes in them. That's a simon mubik. A hole in the paper, it doesn't mean anything. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, but Dabkin, Dr. Rashi, but Tadai explained this. That is simon mubik. The ain't Ada's brewer, Mizu, there's no clearer testimony than that. In Babam Metzia, we say we give an Aveda back with Simonim. We have a question there, is that biblical or rabbinic? When it comes to Eishesish, we don't rely on Simonim. By money, the Rabbanon can remove it. The Hefker has no Hefker. The time of the Tkanta Asa Mefarish, the Gemara explains why would they make a Takana. Why did they say Simonim is good enough if it's not biblical? So the Gemara says, above Messiah, that people are happy with this. Losers are happy that they can identify with a Simon, and finders know that they might lose an item one day, and they would also like to be identified with a Simon. Meaning, it's something that everybody would like, likes the system. They like this Takana. Because even though the guy who found it has to give it back, and biblically he would not, because it hasn't been shown that it belongs to anybody, but it's beneficial for the finder to give it back with simanim, because he also is a human and will lose things. So he likes the fact that simanim is enough of an identification. That's why they made the takana. That's not true. He announces three times and then he can keep it. There's a process. Abu the Mishri Isura, but Matsura about a lack of him in a Torah. But to be Matra and Isser, they weren't going to uproot the Torah. Mishum Gahasa, Behodli Amr Ksavar Suman and Drabonon. So why doesn't he just say Ravashi Old Suman and Drabonon? Why does he say it's Mesupik? Shum Gahasa Miboylon. It's a Shaila there. Umahakala Metina Lemifshit. We can't prove from Ravashi that he definitely holds Suman and Drabonon. He might be in doubt. Meaning, we can't say Rav Ashi holds Simonim Drabonon. We have no proof. He might hold, we don't know. He might not know either. Yes. Yes, what can I do for you? No question. Okay. Dr. Gabbai Baiter. Rabbi Barbachana Irchas Lagita Be Medrasha. Rabbi Barbachana lost a get in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash was a place of Shkichi Sheyarta. A lot of people. A lot of people in the Beis Medrash. Lakewood. Right. Right. The reason he says that, Rashi says it, not the Ram Shef. The Ram Shef explains, because we don't like Gittin. Why would we say that Myra got divorced? We don't like people that, you know, Gittin is not encouraged. Oh, in certain cases, it's encouraged. But usually, we like people to get along. So why are we going to say about this Myra that he was divorcing his wife? So therefore, Rashi says, don't start saying that Rabbi Bochana was divorcing his wife. That's what the Maram Shiv says. Rashi is the one that says he was a Shliach. The Ram Shiv says, why does Rashi have to say that? Maybe it was the husband. So he says, that means you're going to say he got divorced. Why make up a rumor that he got divorced when we don't know? That's what the Ram Shiv says. Rabbi Babakhali Ichis Lagita Be Midrasha. Amar, he said, Is Simna Islibigadeh. He told to the people that found it, I can identify it with a simon. Itvizain Islibigadeh. Or I can look at it and tell you if it's mine. Now, there's a halacha by Metzia, the Tatamida Chachamim, we trust them to look at it and say, this is my item. Because people have what we call a Tzvias Ayin. You know your item.
That's his item.
He was a shliach. That's his item. That's enough to identify the Tzvias Ayin. He's been carrying it around for 6 weeks. Whatever it was. Again, can I just explain the Gemara before you interrupt? So the halacha is, we give it back to Talmidei Chachamim b'Tzvias Ayin, not Tamaratzim. Not because Amaratzim don't have Tzvias Ayin, but because we don't believe them. Talmidei Chachamim, if he says, this is mine, I recognize it, we give it back. And Amaretz, who says, this is mine, we say he might be lying. We have no idea if he's honest or not. Talmidei Chachamim are honest. And the Gemara says, they only lie in three things, the Gemara says in Babesia. So therefore, a person that's impeccably honest, if he says, this is mine, we trust him.
What are the three things?
Masechta, Puria, Shmiza. Want to know what it means? They ask him, did you learn Masechta Shabbos? Do you know Masechta Shabbos? He says, no. Ishmiza. They treat you well at that inn? Where'd you sleep? No, Adarabba, you don't want to spend. And Puria is, they asked him if he had relationships with his wife. That's how Rashi learned. Nobody's business. Those are the three. So Rabbi Babakhana said, I recognize this and I have a simon. And he gave it back to him. He said, I don't know why they gave it back to me. Did they give it back to me with a simon? No. Or did they give it back without simon? I don't know. It wasn't a Sima Muvik. They gave it back to me. I don't know if these people paskin Simanim Deraisa, or I don't know if they didn't go by the Simon, they trusted me because I'm a Tamagach. So the story is they gave it back. He himself didn't know why they gave it back to him. And I don't know who the they are. Whoever was in charge. So I'm thinking about Rabbi Babachan Ichas Legitim. Bei Midrash, Amar Is Simna Isli Begavei, Itrias Eina Isli Begavei. Either I recognize it by Simon, or I recognize it because I recognize it. Ahadruin Ahalim. Amar, he said, Lo Yodana, I don't know. Imishim Simna Adruin. Did they give it back to me because I had a Simon? Because Sabri Simonim Deraisa? Because I did not have a Simon Mubak? Imishim Trias Eina. Vedavka Turim Rabbonin, Avinish Valmavoy. Then it would only be because I'm a Tamagachim, but a regular person wouldn't have gotten it back. I don't know. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Irkas Le Shliachoya. Is Simna Isli Begavei? Lo Itrias Ein Isli Begavei. Is Simna Be Isu De Yitzav Lechu? You want a Simon? Isli Begavei Simna. We Be Trias Ein Be Isu? Maduri Nali? Isli Trias Ein Begavei. I recognize it. Shunasati Eini Boy, Achani Mekira Yava Beloi Shum Simon. You recognize an item without simanim. This is mine. What's your simon? I don't have a simon. I know this is mine. Simanim deraisa. Shloi nasim by. Can I finish Rashi? Shloi nasim by simon muvik. Ela simne ba'alma. But the asmuch has simne be sura. They are lighter than a get. So I'll be simanim by the rabba of deraisa. B'chein tasa lusim lasai. If you learn it to deraisa, learn it out the pasuk of clothing by Metzia. Tamina ba'alma Metzia. The Tzurim and Rabbanon, the Yad the Betrias Eina, the Mishani B'Dibure. He recognizes things and doesn't lie. Taisus, in Taisus, Davka Tzurim and Rabbanon. I'm Rabbeinu Tzi, because if you look at Rashi, you can learn two ways. Rashi says, you give it to a Talmid Chacham who recognizes things and doesn't lie. So what's with an Amaretz? Which part does Amaretz lacking? So Taisus says, I'm Rabbeinu Tzam, Amaretz Namiyad B'Tzvias Eina. Amaretz also recognizes things. Except, we don't trust them. So Taisus learns that the Chesaron and Amaretz is the lack of trust. From Rashi, it's not clear. Because Rashi says about Talmid Chacham two things. He recognizes things, and he doesn't lie. So maybe an Amaretz is not as careful in seeing things well, and maybe he doesn't recognize things. Tyson says no, and Amaris also recognizes things, we just don't trust them. Marba Messiah says yes.
Okay. So, I mean, the shliach that we're talking here has to be talking about, first of all, it's interesting that he's actually looking at it for so long a time. He should be looking.
All Rashi right, says is Shnasati Eini Boy Achani Makira Yafa. He's saying, I studied this get, I know this get inside out, backwards and forwards.
I mean, what's he studying it for? He's taking it. We didn't ask him to.
You don't write him a letter and ask him why he studied it.
No,
what am I supposed to tell you? I told you, right? Rashi's telling you he did it. You don't like that he did it? Write him a letter. What do you want me to tell you?
What I'm trying to say is there's a time frame.
Again, obviously that wasn't an issue here. You make up why it's not an issue. But the Gemara knows the Gemara about Matzia. Rashi answers it by saying, I studied this, I know this.
So meaning even if a Talmud does not lie, so even if it's less of the time frame, if he's not a liar, if he says, like, I know it, that's enough?
That's what Rashi's saying.
So what do you need a time frame for?
Yes, usually, again, I don't know, we have to learn about Matzia and see how the Gemara says it. Okay, we learned it already. We have to chazer it. Okay. Not sure. Because Rashi is stressing two things about Talmud Chacham. He recognizes it, and he doesn't lie. So it's not the time Amaretz doesn't have that same eye of recognizing things. Or is it Pshat and Amaretz since we don't trust them? Rashi says two things by the Talmud Chacham. But Tosfos speaks out clearly that it's the fact that we don't trust them. Yes?
I have a similar question. Is that tafkid of a shliach to memorize what he's delivering?
You know, both of you are asking what we call a kasha on a maisa.
Let me finish it. That's all it is? Not all, but that's all this. In other words, if I asked this Thomas Hoffman to deliver oranges,
he would naturally
study it.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I don't know. First of all, you'll find the time of call coming and ask him. I don't know.
But what he's trying to say is,
or
he shouldn't be looking at it.
Or because it was a gift, he went out of his
way. Doesn't. All this is speculative. You can write your own story.
But the generalization is that the time of call comes.
There's no generalization. This is one story.
About only one Talmud Chacham?
One Talmud Chacham with one get.
Oh, it's not about everything.
All it's saying is there was one Talmud Chacham with one get that says, I recognize it. This was a story.
I understand that part. I thought that was a generalization.
But how do you know that?
Have that problem.
How do you know? No, it's saying when they say it, you believe them.
And if they don't say it, obviously.
Exactly. It doesn't say, this is a story. Every question you have is a story, a question on a story that happened.
My second question is a get, let's say his job was to take the, I'm making up a story, his job was to take it to a base in another city, and then they were going to give it to their wife. Is it the get now that he lost from the Veda, or it's a get? In other words, a certain...
A get. It's still a get. It's an Aveda of a get.
Puts it in a different category.
Yeah, because we're dealing with biblical things.
You know, it hasn't been delivered. It's
still,
yeah.